This program is brought to you by P1 Australia Racing Components, the designer of the oil heat mats for dry sump tank applications. Find out more about the truths on engine oil heating at p1australia.com.
Thunder Media.
Hi, I'm Chaz Mostert and you're listening to Inside Supercars.
From the racetracks across Australia, and here's Inside Supercars.
Well, after a busy wildcard event at Queensland Raceway and a test day on Tuesday, Aaron Seaton joins us. And Aaron, what a weekend for you. You won the wildcard battle and then did some heavy preparation for the upcoming Enduros.
Yeah, I love being back in the MSR Wildcard the weekend at Ipswich. It was really cool to support all my sponsors and I can't thank them enough for making the weekend possible. Just the experience that I got over the race weekend in racing those supercars at Supercar Guides again was awesome, and it's a great lead-in for, as you spoke about, the Enduros with Zach Bates. I'm in the Bendix tomorrow this year, and we had a test day there at QR, so it was cool to get some more laps in and just go through the processes of driver changes and all that sort of stuff.
Yes, the track at Queensland Raceway is an interesting one. High speed, some high speed corners, some technical corners, so it is a great preparation for both the Bend and Bathurst.
Absolutely, yeah. It's got a mix of a bit of everything. You know, turn one, two is quite high speed. Obviously, three and six is quite heavy braking areas, and it's quite a unique line that you got to take there to get the most out of it. So it's a good learning track and test track for obviously heading to Tail and Bend, where there's some quite heavy braking areas. I haven't actually experienced the shorter track yet, so I'm excited to go see what that's like.
The Tail and Bend event is also the first of the co-driver races. So the difference between being a wildcard entry and qualifying your car yourself over being the, some would say the lunchtime driver, how do you have to approach these events so differently?
Yeah, it is a very different approach, obviously. I'm shifting into my co-driver hat now, which is just be consistent, no mistakes, bring the car back to your main driver in the same spot, or if not, a bit forward of where you got the car. So I'm looking forward to playing that role at both Taylor Bend and Bathurst. You know, I think I've spoken about a little bit before that my first endurance racing was actually with Zach's dad, Rick, in a product Evo 10. So it was cool to have to partner up with Zach this year, because we've got a bit of family history there.
Well, it's two legacy families in various types of motorsport, isn't it? With the Seatons being so many years in road racing, and then the Bates side with Rick having been rallying, speedway, and road racing.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of experience that we can draw on from our dads there to try and get the best result possible for the MSR and Bendix group.
One thing I found with drivers whose sons are racers, particularly when you come up through the ranks, you would have experienced a lot of other parents who were vicariously living through their son's racing career, where your dad didn't need to do that with you, did he? He was just able to let you enjoy racing and participate.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, no matter what your career's been as a person, you experience all the highs and lows of motorsport still through your kids, I think. So as much as Dad's had his own career, he definitely rides the wave with me and has hardly missed a race meeting throughout my career. So it's cool to have him by my side. There's so much experience there to draw from, and he's probably not more nervous than me watching a session.
Getting the call up to go into the wild card, how did that come about?
We started chatting with MSR over Christmas time. Obviously, it's I drove with Cameron Crick in the MSR wild card last year, and the opportunity came to do a solo wildcard this year. And yeah, I can't thank the team enough. Obviously, Cricky was supposed to do the Townsville wildcard, but wasn't able to for health reasons. So that was hard to see him have to step back from that, as well as the co-driving opportunity. But I can't thank him enough for trusting me with his spot in Townsville, and it put me in a good position to learn and gain experience before getting to QR.
Well, it was an interesting race meeting at QR, if we could take a moment to reflect on that. How did you feel yourself in the car, and how different was the experience over what you did in Townsville?
Yeah, very different. I think that my preparation is different between two events, because obviously Townsville's a very physical and hot track, two 200K races and one, or it must have been a 100K race on the Friday. So heading there was, and at such short notice, was a very different approach for me. It was just there to learn and gain as much experience as possible before heading to QR. So obviously heading to QR, I had a bit more experience under my belt, knew what, a little bit more what to expect, and had the 220K races and then the 200K race on Sunday. So it was definitely the best preparation I could have had. Heading into QR is a supercar event. But obviously, it's such a tough level of competition in supercars these days. So any time that you get out there, you know, you don't take that opportunity for granted. And certainly, it's a tough competition. So yeah, battle hard out there, and looking forward to getting back in for the enduros and battling them all again.
One thing we like to find out from all the rookies in the field at each supercar event is, what is the one takeaway that you got out of Queensland Raceway last weekend?
One takeaway. I think it's more just focusing on my long run pace. You know, that's the bit that matters as an endurance co-driver. So just kept focusing on that. Just always had the enduros in the back of my mind that I really want to do a good job there with Zach and see if we can push our way towards the front and get on the
Bathurst podium. Well, as we mentioned, you were testing on Tuesday. And how did that transition? Obviously, critical parts in the endurance races is how you and Zach can manage a similar setup on the car. And then how similar are you inside the car for driver comfort?
Yeah, absolutely. It's obviously, no two bodies are the same. So Zach's quite a tall guy, so I've got a little bit of a booster seat to make sure that I fit in Zach's seating position. But all our belts and all that sort of stuff is identical. So it's great that we don't have to adjust that with, obviously, my seat insert in the car. And after our test day today, it was cool to see that, you know, all our feedback was the same with each change that we're making. So I look forward to sharing the car with
him. How did the test day go with you and Zach and gelling and getting some runs in the car of that distance, which is, as you mentioned, a critical part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in a fortunate position where I've just come off the back of a race weekend at QR, so it was more just doing race runs in Zach's car just to make sure I felt comfortable with that. It was, yeah, less, I guess, getting me up to speed and more just going through the process of driver changes and all that sort of stuff that really matters. And it's all those little 1%ers that if you get right at Taylor Men and Mathis, they all add up.
Now, before you get to Taylor Bend, what other racing have you got planned? I know you've been working with Gomersall Motorsport, and of course, Ben was your main contender in the Wildcard Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. So no other events prior to Talon Bend, but we've got a GT4 round right after Talon Bend. So it's always a busy time, and yeah, I love working with Jace Gomersall and the Gomersall Motorsport crew. So looking forward to getting ready for the weekend in Sydney after Talon Bend.
Well, Aaron, a pleasure to catch up with you here on Inside Supercars, and we look forward to seeing you back on the track at the Bend alongside of Zach Bates, who I am sure is wanting to turn around what was a pretty tough weekend for him as well.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Inside Supercars is produced by Thunder Media. Tune in next time for more. Or lock in the podcast on your iTunes or mobile device. Search Inside Supercars. The views expressed on Inside Supercars, including the panelists and guests, do not reflect the views of the network, Thunder Media, or Sport Radio. Any publication or rebroadcast of the show without the expressed written permission of Thunder Media is strictly prohibited.